Part A. Directions. In Part A, you will hear short conversations between two people. After each conversation, you will hear a question about the conversation. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Number 1.
Did Ellie come with you?
No, she didn't get an email from you, so we thought the presentation wasn't relevant to her work.
Oh dear. Sarah must have sent the email to the wrong address.
What does the man imply? Number 2.
If you are a member in this sports club, you may use a towel for free. But if you are a guest, you will be charged $1 per towel.
Well, here's your $1.
What does the woman imply? Number 3.
I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent this week.
So, would it help if I lent you some money?
Well, yes, of course. But I can't borrow from you.
Don't be silly.
What does the woman mean? Number 4.
How's your new roommate?
He collects lots of weird stuffs. But I think I can manage.
How does the man feel about his roommate?
Sorry, I'm late.
What kept you?
I came on the bus and it was stuck in a traffic jam for 90 minutes.
How long did the man get stuck in the traffic jam? Number 6.
Wow, you're so fit now.
Since coming out of hospital, I have been to the gym every day.
What can be inferred from the man? Number 7.
Mr. Olivier invited us to dinner.
I'm not sure I can eat another snail this time.
How does the man feel about the dinner? Number 8.
Whose chocolate is this? Can I have one?
Take more than one if you like.
What does the woman imply? Number 9.
The Smiths work very hard.
They have to if they want to make ends meet.
What can be inferred from the woman about the Smiths? Number 10.
Unless the train leaves within 5 minutes, we'll never get to the meeting.
Don't worry. We won't be late.
What does the woman hope for? Number 11.
Do you want to watch that new sci-fi movie?
I heard that the movie got rave reviews.
What does the woman imply? Number 12.
I am exhausted.
How long did you drive?
It took us 12 hours to drive to New York. We wish we had Flo there instead of driving the truck.
What does the man feel about driving the truck to New York? Number 13.
I'll exercise by doing my own houseworks.
Then, you'll be killing two birds with one stone.
What does the man mean? Number 14.
I am ready. I have memorized my lines.
Great. Should we do a close-up?
Where might this conversation take place? Number 15.
Rick just broke up with me.
Don't worry. There are plenty of fish in the sea.
What does the man imply? Number 16.
Who should I ask if I want a day off?
It doesn't really matter. But I'd advise you not to ask the assistant manager.
What does the woman mean? Number 17.
What is the new professor's name?
I know his name. I just can't put my finger on it.
What does the man mean? Number 18.
What will you do after graduation?
I will see the foreign student advisor, and he will help me with the process of my graduation visa.
What will the man do after graduation? Number 19.
It seems you are very busy lately.
Yes. We've been too busy to get by that we haven't had a chance to have a vacation.
What does the woman mean? Number 20.
We had a farewell party for Eric last night.
I bet you are glad to see the back of him.
What does the man mean? Number 21.
How much did you pay for this car?
Well, it cost me an arm and a leg.
What does the woman mean? Number 22.
You should give Bill a chance to explain.
I have no intention of meeting him, period.
What does the woman imply? Number 23.
Did you get any of my messages? I lost count of how many messages I left with your sister.
She didn't say a word.
What can be inferred about the man's sister? Number 24.
Had you told me earlier, I could have told Jason to wait.
That's okay.
What can be inferred about Jason? Number 25.
How was your exam?
Not great. I should have studied last night, but my roommate was having his friends over.
What is the man's problem? Number 26.
When did you pass your driving test?
Last week. Would you like a lift somewhere?
What does the man offer to the woman? Number 27.
Come in, Dan. Please have a seat. Would you like a cup of coffee?
Thank you. Actually, I've just had one.
What does the man mean? Number 28.
Hi, Jess. How are you? I haven't seen you since the summer.
No, I barely stepped out of my room. I've been revising for my exams. They're next week.
What does the woman mean? Number 29.
How was the conference?
I was pleased to see my friends from university at the conference last week as we hadn't seen each other since graduation.
What does the woman mean? Number 30.
It just said on the radio that it's going to snow.
Oh, did it? I'll take my big coat then.
What would the man probably do next? End of part A. Part B. Directions. In Part B, you will hear longer conversations. After each conversation, you will be asked some questions. The conversations and questions will be spoken at just one time. They will not be written out for you, So you will have to listen carefully to understand and remember what the speaker says. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the problem and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Questions 31 to 34. Listen to a conversation between Brenda and his friend.
Hi, Brenda. I heard that your sister is getting married.
Actually, Adam, she is married. She got home last week from her trip with a husband.
How did they meet?
Well, she met John when she visited an art gallery in New Zealand. My sister accidentally accused him stealing a small sculpture. She saw him putting the sculpture into his rucksack, so she called a security guard. But it turned out that the sculpture was his.
She must have been really embarrassed.
Fortunately, John didn't mind and he asked her to go for a coffee. The rest then was history.
Did they get married in New Zealand then?
No, they got married a month later in Sao Paulo.
Number 31. What is the husband's name? Number 32. Where did couple get married? Number 33. What do the speakers mainly discuss? Number 34. Where did Brenda's sister meet her husband? Questions 35 to 38. Listen to a conversation between Lindsay and Mr. Turner.
Good morning, Mr. Turner. I'm Lindsay from Green Project Magazine. I know you are very busy, so thank you for giving me the time for this interview.
My pleasure, Lindsay.
Okay. Shall we start?
Yes.
So, tell me, Mr. Turner, why is it important to save the rainforests?
Actually, there are so many reasons. The first reason is there are lots of plants in the rainforest that could be useful in medicine. We don't know all the plants, but there are thousands of them. And their secrets should be discovered before the rainforests are destroyed.
I see. What are the other reasons?
Well, we believe that the rainforests have an influence on the world's weather system, and this helps to slow down global warming.
What is the main danger of global warming?
Well, as you may know, the polar regions consist of millions of tons of ice. So, can you imagine if the ice melts? It will raise the sea level and cause terrible floods. That's why we must do everything we can to prevent global warming, and that includes preserving the rainforests.
Number 35. What does the man believe about rainforests? Number 36. What is the effect of global warming? Number 37. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers? Number 38. According to the conversation, what is the first reason of saving the rainforests? End of part B. Part C. Directions. In Part C, you will hear several talks. After each talk, you will be asked some questions. The talks and questions will be spoken at just one time. They will not be written out for you, so you will have to listen carefully to understand and remember what the speaker says. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the problem and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Question 39-41. Listen to a talk given by Richard Smith.
The most common question that people ask me is how banks decide who to lend their money to. So, today, I am going to talk a little bit about the process. Normally, we analyze the customers. Their annual reports, the figures during the year. We have to analyze how much the company will grow in the future. So, we evaluate the current situation of the customer and the future situation of the customer. We also discuss the types of loan that the customer wants. Is it a short-term loan or a long-term loan? It is very essential to know the maturity of the loan. If we lend money for a long term, we have to be sure that the customer can repay the loan. Our decision also depends on the bank's portfolio. We finance different sectors in industry, and there are different limits for the sectors. And if we overstep this limit with the new customer, we need a new approval for the higher limit for the sector. And we have to decide if it's okay to increase the credit limit for the sector.
Number 39. What does the speaker say about the bank's portfolio? Number 40. What is the main topic of the talk? Number 41. Why is it important to know the maturity of the loan? Question 42-45. Listen to a talk about moving pictures.
Thomas Alva Edison, the famous American inventor, was the person who was interested in taking moving pictures to the next step. However, he didn't do the work himself. He employed a young Scotsman to design a system. Now, this young fellow was clever because the first thing he did was studying other systems of moving pictures, no matter how primitive they were. Next, he put all existing technologies together to make the first entire motion picture system. He designed a camera, a projection device, and the film. The system was first shown in New York in 1894 and was widely accepted. People lined up around the block to see the wonderful new invention. There were, however, a couple problems with the system. The camera weighed more than 200 kilograms, and only one person at a time could only see the film.
Number 42. When was the system introduced to public for the first time? Number 43. What was the problem of the system? Number 44. Who did Edison ask to design a system for moving pictures? Number 45. What was the first thing that the young man did in designing the system? Question 46 to 50. Listen to a talk about improving productivity.
Improving productivity is a constant battle in business. Working longer hours is a depressing option, though many of us choose it. How can we get the same results quicker? How can we work smarter? My advice may not be very original, but it could be useful for business people who have no time to think about their lives and working styles. First, multitasking. Although many people say they're good at multitasking, trying to do lots of things at once is distracting. Try closing your office door, diverting calls to voicemail, and doing some real work. Despite making you feel busy, multitasking often means switching from task to task rather than making real progress. Email is a great invention. However, it is also a great distraction. Even though it may only take up an hour or two a day, it's a significant proportion of your working time. If you double time the time spent on activities which produce real results and stop doing the others, you will double your output, despite only working for the same length of time. Concentrate your time on the customers who really matter. You might think you are treating some of your customers badly, but don't forget that 80% of your profit come from 20% your customers. Delegation also improves results. When delegating a task, however, it doesn't mean you can sit back and relax. Get on with another task.
Number 46. What is the speaker's suggestion in treating customers? Number 47. What should be done after delegating a task? Number 48. What is the most common way that many workers do to improve productivity? Number 49. What is the speaker's attitude toward multitasking? Number 50. According to the speaker, many hours that we spend on email every day. End of part C.